Do I look like a cat to you, boy?
Is your website purdy?
Am I drinking milk from a saucer?
Does it work right?
Well, do you see me eating mice?
Can people find it?
Am I jumping around all nimbly bimbly from tree to tree?
If you answered no, or kinda, to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast, because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
And welcome to the Mind Your Business podcast. I'm Mark Boyd, and this is Andrew Gaiman, one of our programmers at Mind Development and Design. And we're here to discuss cats, because Andrew is indeed a different breed of cat. And he's a cat lover, cat owner, and we're here to talk about cat facts and kind of put Andrew to the test, see how well he knows his cats. But first of all, though, what made you decide I want to be a cat owner as opposed to a dog owner or a python owner or iguana or something like that?
Well, I'm an animal lover, so I actually like all those animals. I think cats are cool. I think dogs are cool. I think snakes are cool. Cats just kind of fit my lifestyle a little more, and that there's not a lot of, I live in the city, so it's not quite as conducive to walking a dog
or a snake
That's for sure. I find a lot of humor in cats. Like I said, they fit my lifestyle. They're not as, I say, needy as dogs, and that you have to take them out and walk them. And dogs are a little more hands-on, and I like the animal that allows me to be a little less responsible. Not irresponsible, but a little less responsible.
One that can take care of himself or herself when you need them to.
If I need to be away for 12 hours at a time, you put down a little food, a little water, they're fine.
I do have a personal question regarding cats to ask you. Do you remember the Garfield cartoon from the 80s?
Absolutely.
I always imagined that is what goes on. That's how a cat's mind works. And I actually have all of those episodes. It's my second favorite cartoon to Peanuts, because Snoopy's my hero. But Garfield is a close second there. And I always thought that Garfield, it's like, that is a cat. So how do you feel about it? Do you think Garfield represents for cats?
Well, the cats that I've owned have been less into lasagna than Garfield.
Well, yeah, minus the lasagna. I'm thinking more about like the mischievousness and all that.
Sure, they can be. Yes, cats do.
I'm sleeping. Leave me alone.
Oh, absolutely. They do have unique personalities, so they are all a little different. But yeah, I just totally lost my train.
That's all right. Sorry. Cats do that sometimes, too.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to play cat facts here. So the first cat fact for you, Andrew, is...
I'm ready.
You look very ready. So what is the most popular pet... I can't even talk now. What is the most popular pet in the U.S., dogs or cats?
It's cats.
You sound very confident of that.
According to everything I've read on the internet, it's cats.
Indeed. 88 million cats versus 74 million dogs. Score one. True or false, a group of cats is called a clowder.
That is true.
So you can have clam clowder and cat clowder.
Cat clowder.
That is indeed true. Okay, true or false? Boy, I'm scared now. I thought I had some stuff that might challenge you. I saw clowder. It's like, I should have known you would know that one. You're studious. You know your stuff. So let's see if you know this. True or false? Cats' insides are actually made of very soft, flexible rubber.
False.
Just had to ask that. So true, I've always kind of believed that. Because it's very much like
rabbits. Is that what Garfield's insides were made of?
It must be all the lasagna he eats. I actually thought of that one this morning when I was holding our pet bunny. Because I thought, you know, they can slip through your hands very much like cats can. It must be soft rubber in there. So I thought, I know, I'll find out. I'm going to ask Andrew.
I'm no veterinarian, but I'm pretty sure that's false.
You just play one on TV.
Yeah, when I need to.
True or false? cats sleep for nearly three quarters of their lives.
Probably at least, give or take.
70% of their lives, cats are asleep, thinking about what they're going to eat next.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking about, this isn't one of the questions on here, but I actually read that cats meow specifically to communicate with humans.
I've read that as well. I certainly have one cat that likes to communicate with me fairly often. So, yeah, I've not really noticed when I've had multiple cats them meowing at each other. So that sounds true to me.
And I have no idea about this, but as you were answering that, this question just popped into my head, and I seriously mean this. After you have a cat for a while, can you tell a difference from different kinds of meows?
Yes.
You can?
Yep.
Okay. And do you get to a point where you can identify? You can hear a meow and kind of sort of know where that's going?
Yep.
What they want?
In the middle of the night when one meows, you knew which one was wanting food, yes.
That's really cool. Oh, true or false? A cat can hold a public office position.
You wouldn't think so, but that's the kind of thing that's so stupid, it's got to be true.
You are indeed correct, sir. Stubbs the cat has been mayor of Talkeetna, Alaska for 15 years. Mm. True or false, a cat ran for the mayor of Mexico City in 2013.
Also got to be stupid enough to be true.
That is indeed true. I couldn't find if the cat won or not, though. But
thinking that might have been on the news.
Yeah, can you imagine your mayor? Hey, this is our mayor, Stubbs. Let me sleep. Where's my lasagna?
Yeah.
True or false? Owning a cat can reduce the risk of stroke or heart attack by a third.
I don't know about the percentage, but I believe it because I've read that it can reduce your stress levels and your lower your blood pressure when you're petting a cat. So I will say true.
That is true. That is true. It's been shown. Tests have shown that it does indeed reduce the risk of heart attack and stroke by a third. So that points to you living a good long time.
Fantastic.
Say it's good news, man. Just don't drink Crystal Pepsi. Own a cat, and you're going to be fine.
I'm on my way.
True or false? The first Egyptian pharaoh was, in fact, a cat.
False.
Well, you're good. Yeah, he knows his cats. You're right. That is false. I thought I'd throw that in to see if I could trick you, you know, with you holding public office and all that, but I could not. But evidence does suggest that domesticated cats have been around since 3600 BC, which is 2,000 years before the Egyptian pharaohs. Hmm. So cats actually predate Egyptian pharaohs.
Interesting.
Which came first, the pharaoh or the cat? Okay, popular myth. Milk is great for cats, and that's why we give it to them.
No. I believe they are naturally lactose intolerant from what I've read. Even though I've had cats that love cheese.
They love cheese?
Yeah, absolutely.
Did it give them, like, upset stomach or anything?
Not that I noticed. I mean, I've never given them enough to see any side effects.
Wow. So. That is true, though. Cats are often lactose intolerant. They'll kind of drink milk if there's nothing else around, but then they'll hate you for it later. So true or false, the section of the brain that controls emotions is nearly identical in cats and humans?
I don't know, but I'll say true.
Even when you guess, you're right. That is true. The section of the brain that controls emotions is nearly identical in cats and humans. And you heard it straight from the source right here. If you have any questions about cats, just email Andrew, and he'll help you out. So, You've passed with flying colors. So there's one last question.
Mm-hmm.
One last question. It's a bonus question. Abraham Lincoln kept how many cats in the White House? And this is a completely unfair bonus question, I know.
White House is a big house. Say six.
Close.
For no reason.
Close. Four. Abraham Lincoln had four cats.
That's a good amount of cats.
It is. They had a lot of, let's see. Do they have like a north wing, south wing, east wing, west wing? Maybe there was one for each wing.
Could be.
I don't know. But that's it for Cat Facts. Thanks, Andrew, for playing along.
Thanks, this Mark.
Really cool. And we'll see you next time on the Mind Your Business podcast.
From the minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business.
Not so funny now, is it?